Can't we just be spontaneous? Get out of the same old routine? Scheduling takes all the fun out of it.
Having a love-hate relationship with your significant auto? That's a toughie. Because Tuffy Auto Service Center makes all the scheduled maintenance for your car easy.
Visit your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway in Lorain, and at Route 58 and Northridge Road in Amherst.
Want to keep your four-wheel relationship running smoothly? Visit Tuffy.com for a store near you.
Time to talk Guardians baseball this morning with Jim Rosenhaus. It's brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads, and also your Tuffy Auto Service Center. Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, and Route 58 in Amherst. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce.
All right, Jim, before I just let me get this out of the way, and I is this a deep fake or what?
Listen. Fly ball, left field, solo homer. Josh Bell with a shot to left field. Puts the Marlins on the board. And he takes a big swing way out toward right center. This one is tied. Three-run homer, Josh Bell.
Two home runs in one game from both sides of the plate. Who is this guy that is playing for the Marlins right now? And is that baseball for you? Right?
Bruce, I had a nice morning going. What are you doing?
Oh.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, I think the Guardians are waiting for that all season long, and he's done really well since being traded over to the Marlins. Go figure.
I don't know.
You know, and that was, I think, when he arrived here and signed here, he has a reputation for being a streaky hitter, and we saw a couple of stretches like that, but never – you know, that really hot stretch that he became known for throughout his major career. Apparently the Marlins are the beneficiaries of that. He's had a good stretch here.
Okay. What can we expect with Aaron Civale then tomorrow night? What are we going to look forward for that when that takes place? I'm just setting it up. That's all.
I don't know. You know, he's having a really good year, and he had that, I think, for him was probably really important. He has a start under his belt with Tampa Bay. If this was his first start, I think it'd be hard for him because he really was disappointed at being traded. He had a lot of good friends here. It was the organization that drafted and developed him. He had a good comfort level here, and I think that showed the last month that he pitched here, and at some other points too. But that's going to be a tough assignment tomorrow night, no question.
Oh, well, come on. We all the reporters, and we like storylines. That's what sports is all about, not only what happens between the lines, but everything else that's going on that leads up to that. But let's talk about the young men on the mound. We've had 12 Ks for Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee shutting out, and even Logan Allen yesterday doing quite well. Talk about what we've been able to do to the Blue Jays, at least so far, and the impressive young pitchers we've got.
Well, it's interesting because coming into the series, they were two of the top teams in terms of overall earned run average in all of baseball. And the last two nights heading into play, the Blue Jays have had the lowest ERA of any team in baseball. And the Guardians are not that far behind. And, Bruce, when you think about it, I can't remember when we first started chatting this spring, but at the end of spring training, the entire planned starting rotation for the Guardians is gone. It's not there. And they may get some of them back, but all five pitchers are not in the rotation right now. And for a lot of teams, that would be disaster. Now, the Guardians are not where they want to be in terms of record and position in the postseason hunt. But pitching-wise, they've been fine. They really have. And it's remarkable. And not only are they just holding their own, but Williams and Bibee were absolutely dominant. And then Allen just goes out there, and I think because of, you know, Bibee and Williams have these midnight and just explosive stuff, I think sometimes Allen might get overlooked. But, I mean, a night like last night's pretty common for him where he gets out of there allowing just one run, and that's good enough for anybody. So they've really been special, and, you know, it's been that kind of series. The Blue Jays pitching is excellent, too. So runs have been hard to come by. We'll see if that holds up today on the day game.
Well, it's good to have some middle infielders behind you like these guys.
Yeah. Springer at third, Guerrero at second, Chapman at first, one out.
1-0 Blue Jays, eighth inning. Outfield, straight up, medium deep. The pitch, swung and grounded up the middle. Diving stop, Arias to second one. Relay, Jimenez, double play! Oh, my goodness! Arias with a dive at short on a ball up the middle from his knees. Shoveled it out of his glove to second. Jimenez turned two. You will never see a much better double play turn than that one.
There you go. A little good Tom Hamilton call yesterday when that was a tough inning and the bases loaded and able to get out of it but not able to get the win. What can we expect going on today? We got Syndergaard back on the mound in a kind of an afternoon game. Can we get a split? Are we fingers crossed?
And now, wait a minute. Now, back up. You are on the top of your game with highlights today.
Well,
man.
I'm trying to give you a better highlight than the Josh Bell two-run.
You know. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
What was the question?
We got a game this
Syndergaard. All right, what's going on today? Well, Noah Syndergaard will make his third start for the Guardians, and the first one was excellent in Houston, and then last time he got nicked around a little bit, not too bad, but look, he's still a work in progress. I don't know that he'll ever be able to recapture the form that he had when he was this dominant hard thrower with the Mets, but I think he can still be an effective major league pitcher, and that's what Cleveland's trying to unlock. I talked to him yesterday, and he said he's been really happy with the advice and some of the tweaks that pitching coach Carl Willis and the assistant pitching coach Joe Torres have made. He said the combination of the two has been really helpful for him, and he's enjoyed his time here and feels it's been really useful. So hopefully that all rolls into a good one here today. And Alek Manoah is an interesting case in that he was one of the dominant pitchers last year in the American League. And at one point this year, he had to go back to the minor leagues because he was struggling so badly. So he's back, and I know the Blue Jays feel very strongly that he's a big key to whatever they do down the stretch.
All right. Well, let's hope the Twins keep on losing, and we can gain some ground on them as well. The Tampa Bay, and then we got the two with Cincinnati coming up before we talk next week again. Jim, have a good day. Have a good call today. Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning talking Guardians baseball on AM 930 WEOL, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco and your Tuffy Auto Service Center.
When you think about tailgate parties, birthday parties, and anytime friends get together, think about your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. Choose from 11 flavors of Little Chet's Wingdings and grab chips, snacks, and ice-cold beverages for everybody. Call ahead for deli, veggie, and dessert trays and custom-decorated cakes. And remember, Convenient also has hot and cold meals to go. Visit your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Road. They're open every day of the year.